It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Today we want to discover how cultures around the world rely on plants for everything from medicine to cosmetics to exploring the Italian Renaissance gardens and plants that are used in classic and modern therapeutics. And today we've got a special guest, Dr. Michael Balick. And I'm excited to have him on because he is the Vice President for the Botanical Science and he's the Director and Curator of the Institute of Economic Botany in the New York Botanical Garden. And I could go on and on, but we're going to post it on Radio MD his entire bio because it's quite extensive. And we're going to talk about his website where you can go to. But, Doctor, I want to thank you for joining us, first of all.
Good afternoon, David.
I appreciate you being with us. And I know you do a lot more with medicine than beauty. So this is a little bit outside of what we normally talk about, but we do talk beauty from the inside out, and health is a key part of all that. So one of the things I know that you've worked on is the Wild Medicine, which is the largest exhibition of medicinal plants, correct, ever?
Yes, here at the New York Botanical Garden, we've had an exhibit called Wild Medicine, starting from May 18th and wrapping up on September 8th. It's an extraordinary display of medicinal and all other plants that are used in health and wellness, with stations where you can try things, lots to learn, lots to see. In fact, we have about 500 different species of plants used for everything for internal medicine, pharmaceuticals, beauty care, and overall health and wellness.
Okay, now you've piqued my interest because I've not had the fortunate time to get up to New York and see the exhibit, but I do get up to New York often and hope I get to. But I got to ask you talk about being able to try it. Now, are a lot of these more something we would use topically or internally, or how a lot of these plants used for their medicinal purposes?
Well, what's interesting about plants is a plant can have, say, 1,500 different chemical compounds at various concentrations in a single plant.
And I mean, that's those, huge.
Yes, absolutely. And of those compounds are thought to be defensive in nature, keeping predators from munching through the leaves, for example. Now, the traditional cultures that I've worked with, for example, in Central and South America and the tropical Pacific, they've identified plants by tasting them, by smelling them, by learning from animals who use them. They've identified plants that are used as medicine with those compounds. But at the same time, these plants can be used for beauty care, fighting the elements, as it were.
Interesting. And I hear a lot, you know, people talk about Eastern and Western medicine and how some of the pharmaceutical and synthetics, everybody's got their argument, good or bad, but you're finding a natural way to solve a lot of our problems with this, correct?
Yep. I think Mother Nature knows best, and that's one of the themes of wild medicine here at the New York Botanical Garden. You asked about what can we experience. One of my favorite medicines is chocolate, dark chocolate, known.
I love it.
A small square a day is known to reduce stroke incidents, for example, to improve cardiovascular health. I would stay away from milk chocolates and chocolates whose first ingredient is sugar, but if you can take a chocolate that's about 85% coca solids, and it'll say it on the label, and I take a little of that every day, and I'm in pretty good shape. So that's just an example of something you can experience here. And, of course, cocoa butter is also found in cosmetics. It's a great emollient and it's a wonderful oil. So, you know, nature has provided both medicine, food, medicine and beauty care in the same plant, and also food.
Wait, and you've hit on a couple, you know, we're all familiar with, you know, cocoa butter, and I'd often talk about shea butter and the great benefits, and obviously we're all familiar, like, with aloe. But I think, you know, as a chemist, I work with them from the chemical side, and what you hit me with is something I truly didn't know, is that some of these plants have 1,500 different compounds. I mean, I may work with a piece of it or a piece of that, but 1,500 is, I mean, that's extensive.
Yes, I think we know 400,000 or 500,000 compounds from plants in nature. Of course, some of the some of the species have the same compounds or overlapping compounds, mm-hmm. and they're at varying concentrations so that their efficacy is different.
So with your exhibit, you're able to expose us to it and, like you say, try it. And are these some of the medicines we can then find at either a health food store or have access to help us in our everyday lives? Or are these things that are coming down in the future or what?
Well, no, I think there's a lot to learn. And once you see things and know what they're for, you can find a lot of them in the supermarkets, the health food stores. Let me give you an example. Chamomile tea. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that's a good way to go to sleep at night. It's an antispasmodic. It's a relaxant. But what I do with the chamomile tea after I've had it in the evening, you take the tea bag out and let it cool down just a touch and put it on your eyes. Lay the chamomile tea bag on your eye. Make sure it doesn't have staples in it, you know, with that little string.
Yeah,
but it'll reduce the puffiness. It's a good... it's good for pink eye. You know, it's a very healthy way to treat your eyes and the puffiness around your eyes.
Well, you know, you talk about teas. Being in Florida, you know, I remember as a kid getting extremely sunburned and I guess not wearing sunscreen that day or fighting my parents. And what they did is it was bad where I needed to go to the doctor, but it was a weekend, so we were debating what to do. And they made this big bathtub filled with just a very, very strong tea. And when it got back to room temperature, by soaking in it, it actually reacted with my skin and pulled out it calmed the skin and helped get rid of the stinging. And I wound up not peeling. It wound up soothing my skin. So kind of like you're saying the chamomile does with the puffiness, these tea bags, what they brewed, actually solved my sunburn and was phenomenal with the burns. And that was, like you say, Mother Nature knows best. Mother Nature cured me in this case.
Yeah. Well, we have a plant up here in the Northeast called jewelweed that grows along streams and such. And when you get irritations, poison ivy, sunburn, you can go down to the stream and take the stem of jewelweed, chop it up. I put it in the blender. And rub it on the skin, and it's so powerful that, for example, if you got stinging nettles, you rub the jewelweed mass, crushed leaves on the skin, it'll take that sting right out. It'll help with poison ivy, it'll help with sunburn, and Native Americans have known about this for hundreds of years. They've used it for sunburn, poison ivy, etc. What I do is I take the jewelweed, and I put it in the blender and put it in an ice cube tray so that I've got it year-round. Of course, in the Northeast, when winter comes, those plants just collapse and disappear. But I've got my jewelweed for the skin all year-round in the freezer.
That's a great idea. Now, what do you think the future holds for us with new medicines and plants?
Well, we've looked at about 1% to 2% of the estimated 350 to 420,000 species of flowering and fruiting plants on Earth for all of their medicinal properties and all of their chemical composition. So 1% to 2% has given us a quarter of all our prescription pharmaceuticals, maybe even more than a quarter. We think that in the future, if we keep looking, and little by little, things are found, there'll be some real breakthroughs, not only in medicine, but in personal care and new foods. I'll give you an example. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, we're going to run out of time because I could sit here and talk to you for hours, but we've got to wrap it up. So what I'm going to suggest to our listeners first is, of course, get to New York while you can and see this amazing exhibit. Visit the website, nybg.org. And what we're learning today is all the opportunities we can get from Mother Nature, because I love your saying, Mother Nature knows best. And what you described is just 1% to 2% of the hundreds of thousands of properties from these plants have given us a quarter of the prescription drugs we're using today. So it truly does go back to Mother Nature knows best. I want to thank our guest, Dr. Michael Balick, and I invite you to his website, nybg.org. I'm David Pollack, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.